Pirushay mat lanu eitzes chayim. Rashi, in the way he explains the pasuk, Tomintim Hashem Elokecha, is giving you an advice for love. Einchem tzrichim ledas. First of all, you don't need to know. Lo mutal aleichem l'shol shelot. It is not incumbent upon you to ask too many questions. Aleichem la'amin betmimus b'Hashem Yisbarach. First, you have to believe in Hashem betmimus. V'sulo, and nothing else. Aleinu l'chiyot b'teichanocha, sheketanim anu b'chidei la'avinu la'asig men asibus la'anhogas Hashem imanu. First, you have to understand that we're too small to understand. That doesn't mean we're not important. It means we're too small to understand all the cheshbonos of Shamayim and what the cause and effect of Hashem, the way He runs His world, is. L'maisa kvav posuk arishon malebedes otana atoyrak sheketani manu mechdei la'avin cheshbonos Shamayim. In the very first posuk of the Torah teaches us that we're too small to understand cheshbonos Shamayim. Hatoyre posechas breishis bora elokim esa Shamayim ve'es haaretz. Familiar? It's been a while. La'ach mikad mit'ares ha'toyres b'riyas ha'aretz. The Torah starts describing b'riyas ha'aretz, the whole process. V'iluma she'nase v'nogei le'b'riyas ha'shamayim lo nichtav b'toyre. What about b'riyas ha'shamayim? Bor le'kim es ha'shamayim ve'es ha'aretz. And then it discusses b'riyas ha'aretz. It never comes back to discussing b'riyas ha'shamayim at all. Why not? L'namdecha ki cheshbonos shamayim einu inyonim shel bosor v'dom. Because what goes in shamayim is not your business. You need to know there's a shamayim. You need to know there's nistoros. You need to know that what we're doing has enormous ramifications, massive ramifications. And to the extent that we're able and allowed to understand, you can try and understand. Torah, whatever's in the Torah, you're allowed and not allowed, but sometimes... Sometimes always mechuyav to understand whatever you can understand according to your levels. But there's cheshbonos way above that that you can't think about. It's awesome to think about it. And if you could think about it, you can't because it's way beyond us. V'kach amna nama marana chofetz chaim zatzal mi'achas midroshoy sof. Kol ma'isa dibu machshova shel ha'odom nishomim lamalo. Everything that a person does, says, and thinks is written, is recorded. Ba'ifen ze nivne cheshbon meduktak lahanoge klapei ha'odom. Based on that, there's an exact auditing based on the person's hanhogas. Ima yibacholto shel ha'odom la'tzis b'sefer cheshbone ha'prati v'lo regekat ha'irei miyad mehem mekoyme v'dagosa amitim. A person could have access to that sefer, he would know exactly where he's holding. Letim ledame la'adam shu yoytzi yedei chavose v'lomer klape shamaya. Very often a person thinks, I've done what I needed to do. I've been yoytzi machivim klape shamaya. Sherei hu mitpalel. He davens mafrish maisres, noig b'yoyshe, mechaneches yolon l'toyr v'shamaya, v'od v'od, he's doing whatever he has to do. He's got his checklist and he ticks off everything and he's doing good. Ulam lua yo adam reishem bepinkose es kol maisev es kol mechadolov b'inyone yadut kafishu makpid al nil cheshboines yisiku. If you would go and have a look and see how the accountant's keeping track of everything he's doing, hayamayvin eitin es chesodov shel Hashem imoy. He would suddenly understand how much chesed Hashem's doing for him. Hashem loisen lochayim brius panosa lemarot she bepinkosoim hayishia inyonim yigayim. Despite the fact that in his personal file things don't look so wonderful, nevertheless, the Kosh Baruch Hu is giving him everything. Kadam chay lelo cheshbon nefesh, when a person lives without cheshbon nefesh, hu shokei b'kishleinus ruchnim, mimli ledat al kach. A person doesn't take stock of his business. He can be running a business thinking he's doing very, very well. And at the end of the year, his accountant lets him know he's bankrupt. He didn't take stock. He didn't realize that he was, what was going out and coming in. The books didn't balance so good. If a person has to make a cheshbon, what's going on? There's a businessman who's drowning in a pit of debt. He ain't human hell pinkas cheshbonos. He doesn't know how to get out of his problems because he doesn't have a proper set of books. If a person doesn't understand his own cheshbonos, Ketzad yuchel avinis hanhogas HaKadosh Baruch Hu im yesa bruin. How's he going to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's conduct with the rest of the Bria? His picture shall gzeire lo aleinu is yesa hanhogas Hashem. All the gzeires and everything Hashem is doing, how are you going to understand what that has to do with anything? We barely understand ourselves. We don't understand Hashem's chesbonis with the whole Bria. Adam al gil esrim adai naru. Until 20, a person is a child. Megil shishim runechshav kezoked. From 60, he's already considered old. Vameshach abim shana bilvad, who midboinen benase boilam. For 40 years, today it's a bit older maybe, there's a gzeira today, Baruch Hashem, of Arichas Yomim. People live longer, but 40, 50 years, a person has some shaykhs to be misboinen what's going on in the world. Vimkein keitzad yuchulav in esanogas Hashem shunitzchi v'chaylad. So how is he going to understand what Hashem is doing when Hashem, what he's doing is eternal? He understands what happened 1,000 years ago. He understands what's going to happen in 50,000 years. It will only be a clue. Baruch Chofetz Chaim says, "On bevel kach moshel." There are many moshelim given for this. The Chofetz Chaim brings this one. Ma'ase barim shenikle le'iriachas. Personally, he was in a certain town. He got stuck there for Shabbos. As the Shabbos Kodesh, he paddled the base of Midrash El area. He davened in the city, the town, in the town shul. We know Bashas Chalukas Aliyos, who it paddled Lirot, Esagabai Machalek, Oisan Doifin Shinira, Kibilti Musudal, Kibilti Mutzdak. He sees the Gabai handing out Aliyos, and it just doesn't make any sense. La Lira Shaina Nikra Avrech Tzi, give it to a young Avrech. Harab Allah, Rakba Aliyah Shlishis. ויש אנשים שלא זוכו כלל בעליה למרות שעל פי מרם הם היו מחודבים וכי שווי הקל חשובי הקל. Some people didn't get an עליה, and they look like the most important people in town. למסום אנשים הישבים בפסי בי סמידרש נקרא וכוי דעליה. The guy sitting in the back there doesn't look like he's worth anything, he got an עליה. הדבר אירס פליוסו. He was ממש, he was shot, he didn't understand what's going on here. לאחת תפילה הוא ניגש לגבי ושאל אותו. Don't you have a more normal way of handing out aliyahs? What you did is muzah. What am I? Is that, how do you run your shul? Hey, Shivlo Agabai. Atal Reachkan. You're a visitor here. Zeh Shabbos Rishonim Shulcha Beis Midrashayim. It's your first Shabbos in our Beis Midrash. Ulochen Eini Yodeh Sh'Avrech Etzir Tzarich Haya Levarech HaGoyim. You don't understand that the young Kohen that got Kohen, he needs to bench HaGoyim. This guy had a wedding in his house. This one had this. The guys that you say should get aliyahs got aliyahs last week. Each one has a cheshbon. Why got an aliyah? Why didn't get an aliyah? The kol prat yesh cheshbon. Yesh bebeis midrash pinkas mesuda. Sheboi mitzyayim ma'ide aliyah l'teira. Shall call mitpalel. There's a file, and the Gabbai has a file. He knows exactly who got an Eliyah, when and why and how. And I call Masuda. Kach yodei ani lemi likroi b'kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. And I thought, no, who to call every Shabbos v'Shabbos. Hanim shal boru. Ada amagia l'olam hazeh l'zman katzar. Ruba b'chines oreach bilvad. He's a visitor here. B'perek zman katzar. Zeh ein bev shudot l'avin cheshboin ha'shamayim. The time you're down here, you can't understand all the cheshboinus. Maya Siba Shaploini Oni Valmoni Oshi. Why is this guy poor? This guy's rich. That's not fair. Well, why did he get? What? You would have created the world differently. Some people are sick, some people are this, some people are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what he's doing. Everything's exactly the way it's supposed to be, based on who knows what complex cheshboinus. I read there's a computer today that can make 1,000 trillion cheshboinus a second, or a minute. It makes no difference. It's still pretty. I can't remember. I have to check. I don't know if it's. Anybody know? It's 1,000 trillion cheshboinus. I think a second or a minute or whatever. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make much bigger cheshbonis than that. One protein fold requires more than a 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 cheshbonis a second. One protein fold, the cheshbonis that needed to take, that computer would work for 1,000,000 years and wouldn't be able to make the cheshbon as needed for one protein fold. And there's billions and billions of protein folds happening all the time. Because Bochus cheshbonos are much bigger than that. Yesh cheshbon al poiket oven avoy salbonim. Umedech yesh bali schut hanetzolim mit peronius begin schuseyem. Mutzum gewuven oit cheshbonos leroiv. Many, many different klalim and cheshbonos or whatever we don't begin to understand. Reb Shlomo Kluger brings a Moedic Moshe, something I mentioned once before you. When the Melochim, the Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zeh Torah v'zeh Schoroi, but Rebbe Akiva, why do good things happen to bad things happen to good people, whatever? What did the Kodesh Baruch Hu answer him? He was asking a good question, right? What was the Kodesh Baruch Hu's answer? Stop, because otherwise I'll destroy the world, I'll turn the world back to Tov V'Bol. So I understand, what was the, to say to him, you're not able to understand. You can't understand, what was he telling him? That's how you answer a question? You're not a cheder Rebbe, you're not teaching Bas Yaakov. Kids are allowed to ask questions, no? Moshe Rabbeinu asked a good question. Explain to me, I don't understand this tzaddik for our law business. So what did he say to him? Keep quiet or I'll destroy the world. Like, what did I do? So Shlomo Kluge explains it like this with the marshal. There was a king who bought a very expensive piece of gold material. Gold threaded material was worth thousands and thousands. And he wanted to make a beged out of it that would be mechubadik for the malchus. So he went and he looked through all his kingdom who the best tailor was. And he found an old Yiddel tailor. And they came to him, wasn't so happy, he was a Yid, but anyway. And he brought him to the palace and he showed him the material. And he said, can you make me a beged? And the guy said, yeah. And he took all the measurements and whatever. And he started, he went off and he worked and he came back to the first fitting, a second fitting, whatever, the whole story. Eventually the beged was ready and he gave it to the king. And the king was mamash. It was a work of art. It was mamash, a gavaldika piece of material. Why a bigger piece? But one of the ministers was very jealous of this Yid, with the Yid getting all this covered for making such a big thing, whatever. So he went up to the king and he said, don't you understand, this Yid stole material from you. His material is very valuable. And he didn't use all the material, he's not telling you. The king thinks and he says, you know, tuck your out. You give him a big piece of material and the beggar doesn't. So he calls the Yid and he said, I don't understand. I didn't pay you well enough. You had to steal from me as well. He says, what do you mean? I didn't steal from you. He says, look, I gave you such a big piece of material. You gave me back. Where's all the Miyuta material? So the Yid realizes, there's nothing he can tell the guy. Nothing he can do to prove that he never stole. So he said to the Melech, I'm telling you, I didn't steal a thread. Right? You want me to prove it? I'm going to take the beggar and I'm going to rip it apart. And I'm going to unfold it in front of you. You'll see that every piece is there. There's double hems here. There's aitumakapel in the shoulders and in the collar and whatever. I'll unravel all that and you'll see exactly why everything is the way it's supposed to be. That says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. You want to understand Zeh Torah v'Zeh Schorah? You were there when I created the world? You know what's going to happen in 5,000 years' time. You understand everything. The only way I can show you that's exactly mechushban, what happened to Rabbi Akiva, is I'll unravel the world and show you that everything is exactly perfect the way it has to be. But to do that, I have to destroy the world and recreate it in front of you. You weren't there when I made the beged. You don't know what's hidden underneath and what's tucked in and what's... So that's what Shlomo Kluge explains. That was the teretz that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu. Wasn't it tochacha? He told him, you want to understand it? Fine, I'll destroy the world. I'll unravel the world and show you why everything is bidyuk. That's our problem. We don't know what happened yesterday. We don't know what needs to happen for tomorrow. There was a Yid. There was a Yid that lived somewhere in Europe. Moshe Soloveitchik. He was a great big gvir. He was a big lumber merchant. He was a big gvir. And a massive bald stocker. Big bald stocker. And one day he lost everything. He lost all his wealth. And people were cheshbonim, how could such a big tzaddik, such a big stocker, how could he lose all his wealth? They came to the Nefesh Chaim and they said the only thing they could find out that he did wrong was he was giving more Maisa money than he should. He was giving away too much money. The Nefesh Chaim said to them, don't think you understand cheshbonim the Shemaim. Not everything that happens is because of what someone did in the past. A lot of what happens to a person is for the future. Happened. This is Moshe Soloveitchik. He didn't have panos, he didn't have what to do. He went and learned. He went and learned. And he started learning and learning and he realized he's got a kishrein for learning. He became a great Talmud Chochem. And from him came the Beis Halevi and Reb Chaim Briske and the Briske Rav. Said the Nefesh Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this great dynasty, this great Briske dynasty, to come from Moshe Soloveitchik. What could he do? He's a balabos. So what did he do? He took away all his money. He went to the Beis Midrash. He became a Grace of Talmud Chacham. Now you zeichet to be the father of the Beis Halevi. The Rebbe Rucham said, not everything that happens to a person is because of what happened, because of what he did yesterday. Sometimes things happen to a person because of Kodesh Baruch Hu needs for the future. We don't know. We don't know. That was how the Brisker dynasty started, with Ramosha Soloveitchik losing all his money. And the people thought because he did an aveir, he was giving too much Maisa money. Rav Shchem said, no, you don't know. You have to look forward. So that's what Akash Boch was telling him. You don't know what happened yesterday. You don't know what needs to happen tomorrow. So how can you understand what's going on now? Coming to you, V'lo tachko acha asidus. Rashi says, Tomim tiyu, behold, v'sholem, v'lo tachko acha asidus. And don't start chipping at what's going to be in the future. L'maisa chakiris asidus ein b'koichel en asuch ba'odim shal v'amitis. Thinking about the future cannot acquire for you true tranquility. Shai gam im yov eliyahu novi v'yadur loy, ki asidu oimid l'ishtanot. Even if Eliyahu would come, Novi would come to you and tell you, in the future things are going to change. In the end, you're going to be a big gvir. When a person's sitting and drowning in poverty, Eliyahu comes along and tells him, in 20 years you'll be a big gvir. Yeah, but right now I don't have food. Sometimes he can only understand he's got a problem now. I've got to survive today. It's all very well. You'll tell me in the future with your nevuah that I'll be a millionaire. But right now, I don't know how to feed my family. Mazel zelo, that you'll be a millionaire in 20 years' time. There is a certain tranquility. A person knows that this matzav is going to end. But he knows it's going to end already. He doesn't need Eliyahu Novi to tell him that this matzav is going to end. It can't last forever. No one lives forever.
So the problem is not to know how it's working. The problem is to know what to do at this time. If he's poor,
that's what Rashi is telling you. That's exactly
how to know.
How to know what?
He's poor guy. If he learn to work, to do what to do. It's a question of the people who are not tranquil, stressed. They doesn't know what to do. It's the first question.
Why doesn't he know what to do?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he know what to do?
Because they doesn't learn. They doesn't know.
But why doesn't he know?
What to do?
Why doesn't he know what to do?
He's poor. He has to work.
So he's poor. He has to work. So what's the problem? He knows what he has to do.
And which work?
I understand. Why doesn't he know? Because he hasn't learned.
Yes.
No, so go ask a shalas from somebody who has learned. The person doesn't know how much to work, how much to learn. Let him go ask a godel what he should do. Chovas Halavam tells you exactly how to know what work to do. You make your ishtadlus. I'm simplifying it, but if you don't know yourself, go ask. Go ask somebody who does know. We're not alone. You're allowed to get help. People say, yeah, but I don't know. Why don't you know? Go ask. Go ask, Selach HaRav, it's the first mitzvah in the Torah, Selach HaRav. Go ask, Hashanah, go ask. That's not an excuse. Ignorance is no excuse. People rely on ignorance as an excuse. It's not an excuse. You don't know yourself, go ask.
Also, which people know, they have also to tell to the people what they have to do. It's also the role of the manik of the keilot.
But a person himself has to make cheshbon, what am I supposed to be doing in particular situations? You have to ask if you don't know. Deme v'dole v'tinuk sh'noilad. V'rega alei d'poiret z'tinuk chosa yeshe bebechi. The first thing a child does when he's born, he starts screaming. K'drochim t'ol t'nechus, I don't love him, because that's what children do when they're born, they start crying. Let's say this child we know is going to be the Chofetz Chaim. He's going to enlighten the whole world. He's going to be the Rebbe of Kol Klal Yisrael. and he's going to be the Baal Chofetz Chaim. And the Kach Neichel Agias Bechiv. You tell the child while he's crying, what are you crying for? You're going to be the Chofetz Chaim. The child's going to be calmed down. You know what you're going to do in this world? Well, come and your ears for him. It's Klal Yisrael, the Shmiras Haloshim, repent the Shmiras Halochas, Bichlal. You're going to write the Mishnah Brura and the Chofetz Chaim. You're going to write hundreds of Sforim. You're going to change all of Klal Yisrael. If you can't calm the child down by telling him who he's going to be in the future, it's all Zelo Achshav. Right now, he's just been born and he's screaming. He's too young to understand what you're telling him. גם אם נאתה לו שלא יהיה בייס יהודי, שלא תסנויסס בו תמונוסוי, בחיין האוכים במטבח או עליו טלפון, הוא לא יגע מכך. You'll tell him there's not going to be a Jewish house. There's not going to be a three-year-old in the world. In 2018, there's not going to be a picture of you somewhere in the house. There's not going to be a three-year-old child in the world who doesn't know who you are that can recognize your picture. They're going to be watching videos of you and crying. You think that's going to calm the child down? Zelo zelo klum. Right now he's a baby. He's doing what babies do. He's crying. Tinuk shechash b'tzah eni yechel yis'oideh b'ma shiyeh b'osid. The child that's crying now is in pain. You can't calm him down by telling him what's going to be in the future. Chotan hu michdei lehavin zos. L'may se yesh lehadgish. Shegam anu katnei asoga. We also, we're babies. In this area, even if they would reveal to us what the future is going to bring us, you wouldn't be satisfied with it. You wouldn't have the koyach to meet moded, knowing what's going to be, because we know what's going to be. You're going to have a lama ba. So why aren't you drawing on that? What about the simcha of knowing what's waiting for you in a lama ba? Why doesn't that help you get through the day? You're only here for 90 years, 100 years, and then what? So what are you getting so upset about? This is just a fleeting spark of nothing, this world. So what are you so upset about? You know what's waiting for you in Olam Haba? That never helped anyone. Ulafikach derech ha-mizmoididus ha-yechide ima mo'eres ha-choyl fim aleinu. Therefore, the only way to deal with the challenges that are going past us and we're dealing with, he gavrus ha-imuna b'leiv, is to strengthen one's imuna. Like I said yesterday, you have to bind yourself to this even though you don't understand anything. Same as Avraham Avinu went and did what he had to do at the Kedah, even though it made no sense to him, whatever. It was dark and he didn't understand the law of Mivin and he didn't feel what was going on here. So what did he do? He did it. That's Imuna Belev. Without asking questions. Raki b'koichel esayelani lashlich. Person has to have enough imunah to know, and at b'tochen that whatever Hashem is doing is for the good, and if it's for the good, you go weiter. That doesn't mean it's not going to be painful, that doesn't mean it's not going to be bitter, but you're not allowed to say it's bad. As long as you know it's good, and you don't have to think too much about what's going to be tomorrow, and you're not living too much about the mistake you made yesterday, and you live now, a person can get through life very comfortably. But nobody wants to believe this. No one wants to listen to this. It's a long... much easier to worry and panic and feel guilty and whatever. You don't have to deal with any of this. To do this, you have to become a bit of a mashugana. I mentioned in the breakfast here, people know this. People can't relate to this. What's going to be? I don't know. What's going to be? I don't know. What's my problem? What's going to be? I have some job description. I'm in charge. I have to wake up in the morning and do what I have to do. You know, there were people. There was a Yid called Yid HaKadosh. Yeah, you heard of the Yid HaKadosh? Yeah. What was his name? Great Hasidish Godel. He was called the Isha Kadosh. Yid HaKadosh. Everything's Kadosh. He was called the Yid HaKadosh. What was his name? I don't know who he was.
I don't know, but I come from the Yid HaKadosh.
You're a descendant of the Yid HaKadosh? Okay, you see. Why was he called the Yid HaKadosh? What was so unique about him?
I never thought about
him. Oh, I'm just trying to think who said this. I heard this once years ago. One of the Gedolim, I can't remember who it was, said about him, he was called a Yid HaKadosh because every day he woke up, he was a new Yid. He never went to sleep at night, having not finished his job in this world, and gave his neshama back to Hashem. The next morning he woke up, it was mamash like Tchias HaMaisim for him, he was a new Yid, with a new tafkid and a new mission in this world. That's how he lived his life. What happened yesterday is not kosher alike, because I died and now I'm a new child, I just got born. And he faced the world like that. I can't remember, one of the Gedolim said this, one of the Litvish Gedolim said, he was a Hasidish Gedol. One of the Litvish Gedolim said this about him. Let's go find who it was. That he was called a Yid HaKadosh because he came at the world completely new every day. That's what Moshe Shapiro is. That's what Moshe Shapiro is chatting Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu said, Eifa va'ofa ani. I'm dust and ashes. So what's pshat? So the normal six-year-old pshat is, Avram Avinu was a big on-off. You know, he realized he was nothing. So Moshe, that's not pshat at all. What's ashes? Ashes, when you take something, you burn it. Right? You take the thing that you have and you break it down to its most basic components. Right? What do? You plant it in the ground, in the offer, and then it grows something new. What Avraham Avinu was saying when he said, I'm Eifa va'ofa anu, he was saying, every day I destroy myself and then I plant myself and I grow myself afresh. Every day I start afresh. I'm never ever just doing what I was doing because I did it yesterday. Every time I do something, it's because it's a new moment. That's what a Yid is. That's how a Yid is to live. You put on tefillin today, you know why? Because that's what I always do. That's what a Jew puts on tefillin. A Jew puts on tefillin today because it's the first time I ever put on tefillin. You should bring cake every day for tefillin. A person would do that, he would get a hagosha that, hey, there's something special going on. I'm putting on tefillin for the first time. It's got to feel new. What happens? We don't live like that. We live in a world called Helgel Nasa Teva. We live in a world of Helgel. We do it out of habit. It takes a lot of work to come at the world new every day. At least Shabbos do that. At least Sheishes Tamim, Sheishes Yomim Taseh Malachtecha V'Yom HaShvi. That's it. You've done your life's work. Your job's over now. That's it. It's finished. You can't do anymore. And then you're going to Shabbos. And you have Tchias HaMaisim Motzei Shabbos. You start a new week. But not that Shabbos is some sort of a hemshech of my week. Your week's over. Your life's finished. You've got nothing left to do in this world. You're in Olam Haba. You died and now you're in Olam Haba. You come at the world like that. It takes training. It's not posh. A lot of training. Big Bob Musa once asked me, what are you doing when you're driving? So I said, I listen to Sherim, you know, I make phone calls, I work, I make sure I don't waste a second. He said, Chaval. He said, you could be using that time to be in a real-time moment. Just focusing on the fact that you're driving. Being aware of the steering wheel, the clutch, the gear, the road, where you are. I said, what are you talking about? It's a waste of time. He said, being in the moment and being with yourself alone in a moment is never a waste of time. He said, it's the most powerful experience a Jew can ever have. Get in touch with knowing what a real-time experience feels like. What's so addictive about playing sport? Anybody ever play sport?
Yes.
Yeah? When you're playing sport, are you worrying about the bank manager?
No.
Never. Why not? Because you're in the moment. All you're worried about is getting the ball, passing the ball, getting the... You're not while you're playing sport. You're not thinking about anything else. You're in the moment. That's what's so delicious about it. Well, that's an artificial taste of real-time. Someone once told me pruning roses. Why do people garden? So gardening's a real-time experience. When you're busy doing your bonsai or whatever, you're not thinking about anything else. You're in the moment. A lot of experiences like that.
The sniper said to one, he was to improve his level, he said, when you eat, you eat, when you sleep, and when you learn, you learn.
Yeah. That's it. Whatever you're doing, try and do as well as you can. Once asked from Senator Grossness about goals. Yeah, he said goals. He said, I never heard my rabbi ever speak about goals. All I ever heard say was this, whatever you're doing, do as well as you can. If you happen to be benching, no, so bench properly. Yeah. You know, that's your goal. Your goal is what I'm doing. I'm right now. I'm doing as well as I can. He said, but I don't know. Maybe for Balei Tshuva it's different. Go ask about tats. That's what he said. He said, I don't know. Maybe Balei Tshuva need to work on goals. I don't know. But he said, I never heard anyone speaking about goals. I don't know what to tell you. It means all the years in Gateshead and Ponovich and Baruch Michels, no one ever spoke about goals. No, you have to have. One of the Memches Dvarim is anticipating the good you're going to get in Olam Haba. But it's what the Stapler said. You want to be a good Jew. They asked Rav Avigdor Miller, what would he do if they told him they had 1 day left to live, or one, you know, he had 1 day left to live, what would he do with the time? He said, what time of the day are you talking about? Like, you know, if it's sleep time, I sleep. If it's sleep time, I eat. If it's learn time, I eat. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. Why would that change because I'm about to die tomorrow? I live my life as I'm not going to live much longer. So what's the problem? Like, why would anything change? That's a dalga. Nothing changes. Just, you know, it depends what time of the day it is. Moedika.
For now, we live in such a convoluted thing.
Our world's convoluted. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know what we're doing. The people that live their lives according to, now I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So if I heard I had 1 day left to live, because I'm doing the best I can right now, nothing would change. You learn when you learn, you eat when you eat, you sleep when you sleep.
No, but you've got to make a difference between your learning time and your work.
No, that's the mistake you make.
But what I'm saying is, for example, I was learning in the Kotel for 4 years, and I realized that I bought myself